Hello and welcome to another episode of Carrot and Sip with Carrot and Sip. Today we'll be talking about life after graduation. So, as many of you may not know, I am a university graduate. I received a Bachelor's of Science in International Relations with Spanish, and I'm currently unemployed. I know for many of you who are still in school, that may sound daunting, because how do you not have a job after getting a degree? Well, to be honest with you, life after graduation can be hell. For me, I think I was blessed because I did not accrue any debt while in university, so I don't have any student loans to repay. I know for many of you, or many of whoever's listening, that may not be the case. You guys may have student loans to repay. You may not live in the corporate area where, you know, most jobs are available. You may need to pay rent, which I don't. You may need to buy food, which I generally don't. You know, and you have other expenses like utility bills, your social life, all of that stuff. So the reason I'm currently unemployed is basically my standards are very high. I have only applied for jobs which I think would advance my skills in certain areas. For example, I applied for this internship at the United Nations Environment Program, which I did not receive. I think because I don't know anybody in that office. That is a joke. Only partly, actually. I actually completed an internship at the Office of the Prime Minister of Jamaica, which was an experience which I will expound upon in another episode. But basically, I'm unemployed, but not looking for a permanent job right now. I've had numerous opportunities to get, you know, a full-time job based on links and all that. And I have refused because I, for one, don't want to be tied down to a permanent job. And two, I don't want to be a desk clerk or
desk jockey.
Data entry clerk or desk jockey. Yeah. So what I have been doing is working freelance. I'm a freelance editor, so I edit people's assignments and complete them. I also work freelance in production. I work as a production assistant, and I've worked most notably with the Production Lab, which is the premier production company in Jamaica, which produces most of the top quality advertisements and commercials currently on air. What else do I do? I started tutoring Spanish, which I don't anymore, unfortunately. What else?
You have a workshop coming up at camp.
Yes. I'm going to be hosting a marathon for Cape Literatures in English for both units 1 and 2. If any of you out there are studying Cape Lit, you should definitely contact me at 876-575-2022 or email marathoncampja@gmail.com.
No plug it.
Brought to you by Kendall. Yes. So basically my advice for finalizing students or even graduates like myself, don't let it depress you. Capitalism is the order of the day, and it is depressing. It's designed to kill you. Don't let them win. Fight the system. If you have to utilize whatever soft skills you accrued in university, do that. I have friends who write, not necessarily permanently, like with a company, but they're on contract. You have sites such as Fiverr and another one where you can complete jobs online for people. If you have a nice voice, you can be a voice actor. You can
like Kevin.
Like Kevin, that is true. you can do so many things, but I understand that it may be daunting, and I was very overwhelmed in my final semester because, as Shane can attest to, it was challenging thinking of not being in the university space anymore, not being around familiar faces anymore, and not having that security of being in school anymore after going to school for the last 16, 17 years of my life. But yeah, I am privileged in that I don't have bills to pay or loans to repay, but I think the enduring message is utilize your soft skills and your technical abilities, and don't let the capitalists win. Shane?
Well, wise words, sage advice from the university graduate and freelancer Kevin Sturridge. Wow. I'm on the other hand. Sorry, guys. Other end. I'm a finalizing student studying IMC, Integrated Marketing Communications. I'm an intern. I don't have a job.
You have a title.
I have a title and not even a great title either. It's a made up title. But yeah, you know, the real world is on the horizon. It is daunting, as Kevin said earlier. I don't know what I'll do. I don't know where I'll be. But I am optimistic because, as Kevin said, utilizing the soft skills and technical abilities, like, it's key. You have to use your tools that you have, because at the end of the day, it's about survival. It's about living your best life.
Yeah.
Hashtag 2019.
Amen.
And it's about living the life that you want, essentially, and being happy. So for me, it's about focusing on those skills and talents that I want to explore a bit more and earn from. And really, I think right now the challenge is like getting like a good foot in, securing a job for like if even temporarily, to start paying for my passions.
Expensive passions
at that. But yeah, for now it's about securing that capital to start living my best life. Don't know where it's going to come from yet, but I'm still optimistic. What advice do you have for financial advice for persons like myself who have loans to repay after graduating? Because you know how it starts as soon as you graduate. You know, them come knocking at your door.
You get a couple months to repay. It starts the January after you graduate. So you will have 6 months to save up some money and start repaying your loan. But financial advice for those who have...
You have 6 months to live. What are you going to do?
You have 6 months to find a source of income or a few sources of income so that you can start saving, so that you can start repaying those loans. Because what you don't want to happen is for the payment period to be extended, because that means more years of your life going into paying student loan
and
interest as well. And remember, inflation is a thing, so the more time passes, the more money you'll have to repay. But financial advice, one, for housing, try to live with somebody. Try to get a studio apartment, which, you know, may be uncomfortable to even live in by yourself. But if you're in a relationship, live with that person. I wouldn't advise anybody to do that. It's very hard. especially if your relationship isn't stable and it hasn't been established, you guys living in the same space, at that point in your life, it may be difficult. Try living together while you're in school so that after, when you're both adults, it can work. But try to live with a friend at least, or somebody who is a close acquaintance, because friends, living with friends may be difficult because you're comfortable with the person and boundaries may be breached. And if your friendship isn't strong, misunderstandings can turn into fights, which can turn into standoffs, and who knows, maybe they'll report you to the landlord or move out their stuff and then leave you with the bills to pay at the end of the month. We don't know. So I wouldn't suggest living with friends, but maybe find a close acquaintance to live with. For food, cook as much as you can. Don't follow the hype and go to Sky Dweller 100 every weekend. You can have a good time with food in your own home.
Your mouth.
Yeah. In terms of paying bills, invest in energy saving supplies and also practice plugging out appliances which are not in use. Don't get a TV. Get a mini fridge. You don't need a big fridge right now because it's not your own home. Unless, you know, you live in a home, which you probably have a big fridge already. But if you're living by yourself, get a mini fridge. You won't have that much to store in it anyway. Food again. Go to the market.
Yes.
Yes, Shane don't, can speak on that.
Downtown Carnation Market is your friend. Go there on Saturdays, preferably, and you can get really good food, healthy food, and lots of variety for really cheap. Yeah.
That brings me to my next point. Stay healthy. Stay sane.
Stay woke.
Hashtag Black Lives Matter. But no, for real. It's important to stay sane and healthy throughout this period of your life, because it's before you start making the big money, before your life seems stable. I mean, I for one don't think anybody's life will ever seem stable, because things are always happening. Even when you're married with your 2.2 children, with your white picket fence house and yard, things will still be happening. You know, a family member may get ill, you may get ill, yes.
Could you tell me and the listeners what is a 2.2 child or a 0.2 child?
Okay, so it's something my Auntie Grace always says, because it's something she didn't want for herself, and the average number of children in a nuclear family home is 2.2. Yes, so she always says it derisively, like, oh, I didn't want to grow up and get married and have my 2.2 children. Yeah, so I've adopted that. That's where it's from.
Thank you for sharing. I'm sure the listeners appreciate that bit of information.
Yes, hopefully they do. But yes, stay healthy, eat healthy, as suggested by Shane. You don't have to go vegan or be a vegetarian, but eat healthy, consume all the necessary food groups, and where you fall short, take supplements. You know, you can eat healthy and have fun.
Yeah,
it's possible.
You can be creative.
Yeah, you can. So, you know, do your research. YouTube is your friend, Google is your friend. Find fun ways to make cooking at home affordable and fun. I said fun already.
Yeah.
Staying healthy also includes having a healthy social life. So don't just stay in just because I say stay at home and eat. Hang out with your friends. You know, another thing you should ensure you do when you leave university is, if you're going to be renting, ensure that you have Wi-Fi. Service costs a lot of money, and it's not, you know, capacity isn't great for, you know, using other devices and stuff. Ensure you have Wi-Fi. Sacrifice to get that. And stay in touch with your family and friends. It's relatively inexpensive to do so. A WhatsApp call every Friday night or something, like maybe a 10-minute call to each family member or something that you care about. So maybe 5 people. That's 1 hour of your day for the week. It also includes exercise. You don't have to go to the gym. You can just simply just do a bit of walking in the evenings or in the mornings, whichever is best for you or whichever is most comfortable for you. You can do squats. You can practice yoga. It's free. Just watch a few YouTube videos. You have guided sessions. Guided meditation as well. Meditation is important. It's a significant part of my life. I've fallen short in meditating in the last month or so.
We both have.
Yes, but I'd like to hope that we'll get back on track in maybe a couple days, hopefully.
Because we're in the middle of planning our week, so we can schedule that in there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's another thing. Plan, and budget. So don't think, you know, just because you don't have a job, it means that you shouldn't be planning and shouldn't have a budget and all of that. And utilize whatever you can to make a little money, get a little influence. So if you're popular on Instagram or on Twitter, try to find a way to monetize that. Who knows? You could start a podcast, start a comedy thing on IG where people will pay you to post their businesses and, you know, things like that. But yeah, that's I think that's all the advice I have right now for you loan repaying students. don't let the system win. Don't fall prey to capitalism. Don't feel like you have to do illegal things to get by. It's not worth it, because there's a reason it's illegal. You will go to jail if you're caught, and your family will suffer if you care about your family. 311. And also you more than likely will be harming other people, and that's not fetch.
Not fetch.
Not at all. So Shane, what are you looking forward to most in the postgraduate life?
I'm looking forward to what am I looking forward to? Doing what I want every day, to be honest. Yeah. That's
tall order.
It's a tall order, I know. But eventually that's where I want to be, where I get up every day and I feel motivated because I'm doing what I want to do. Whatever I'm doing is paying me well. My the people I care about in my life are happy. You know, my spouse is happy, my family, my friends, everybody is happy and healthy. That's really what I'm looking forward to the most. I'm not looking forward to the hard stuff, although I know it's coming and I'll have to like buckle and like deal with it, you know. But you know, half full. I'm looking at it half full. Yeah. But I think that's all we have time for today.
Yes. Indeed.
Thank you.
We have things to do.
We do. We have cooking because we're encouraged to cook. So
eating.
Healthy food.
And showering.
Be sure to shower. Okay, guys.
And also planning our week, which we'll be doing shortly.
Right. So thank you for joining us this evening for another episode of Carrot and Sip with
Carrot and Sip.
Have a good night, guys.
Like, subscribe, share, comment.
Smash that like button.
Share with your friends, especially those currently in university, finalizing students, and postgraduate students as well, or anybody if you would want to listen to us speak.
Speak.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.